Anchor.fm, a weekly co-working show, episode number 25. I'm your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest today is project leader of Bergen Game Collective. Bergen Game Collective is co-working space for game developer located in Bergen, Norway. Let's hear more from Alexander Helgesen. Let's get started then.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Thank you so much for joining Remote Office Show today. Could you tell us a bit more about your background and the idea behind Bergen Game Collective?
Yeah, okay. My personal background, I have a master's degree in languages, specializing in Slavonic languages and Russian. And I joined game development as a part of a writing team back in 2010 for a company called Rain, currently known as Rain Games, developers of the game called Teslagrad. And since then, I've been working with Rain, and in 2015, I was asked to step in as a manager of the recently established Bergen Game Collective. I've basically been in game development since 2010. So the collective, Bergen Game Collective, was founded back in 2015. The idea was to establish a community, a combined platform for game developers in Bergen, and have them work together, cooperating, of course, and combining resources, exchanging experiences, contacts, that sort of thing. And it was founded by four game developing companies. And it's been a great experience since then. It did work as it was planned. Four game developing companies were talking to each other, people coming over to other offices and looking at what other companies were doing. And you had dialogue, you had exchange of skills like 3D, and you had mentorship. It was great.
Is it already co-working space? I mean, have a place and the member coming every day?
Yes, it was a co-working space for the last 2 years, definitely. And we had this large office building, which the collective leased and then rented out to the members so that the four game developing companies could sit in the same office space. So you had kind of like an open office solution. We did not have any large physical walls. The companies did have their own separate space, which they leased for a certain amount of money. And they also paid for shared common costs like electricity, internet, and goods, and these kind of things. Yeah. So,
is it non-profit or is it?
It was intended as a non-profit to begin with, but the thing is, the business entity has either to be a completely non-profit, which means making no money at all, or you have to generate some certain income to report to the authorities, because taxes. And so we ended up basically being a profit organization, but with a very, very small margin, so that most of the money could go back in developing the collective.
So the collective means the name itself, or the game developer like working together? It's just in the name.
It was both, actually.
Oh.
It was both. The collective itself means that you have a group of people working within the same kind of business. But we also had exchange of people between companies. We also had freelance workers coming in, like freelance 3D artists and writers. We also had some people renting a small office space who were working privately on their own project within game development. And we were working also on hosting events for game development in Bergen, like coming together parties or, meetings with representatives from the municipal services. So I said the idea was to have a combined platform where game developers could meet and that they could relate to, so that we could exchange experience and contacts and make game development community a closer thing, because at the moment you have many game developing companies in Bergen, for instance, who are registered as separate business entities, but they are not exactly working together, if you understand what I mean. Most of them they don't cooperate that much.
Oh.
Because game development in Norway at the moment is still in its infancy. You have small companies established or founded by people who usually do game development in spare time, in addition to having a full-time job, you see.
Yeah.
And when they do work on games, it's a little less on a professional basis and more like a hobby basis. If you're going to work on a game development, you have to go full, you have to go all in. And to do that, you need contacts and experience. You need, of course, the funding. And you need where to start. And so the collective was supposed to provide a certain basis for the companies to start at.
So what language you use for the game? Unity 3D or similar like that?
Yeah. Unity is the it's probably the widest used game development engine within our community. The Unreal engine has only recently been made available at no charge for people who want to try it out. Unity has been free to use from the start, or you could upgrade to Pro and then get a whole list of different options. And some companies also chose to write their own game engines because they just thought, for example, it would be simpler. For instance, a company called D-Pad Studios that have recently released a beautiful and successful title called Owlboy, and they have basically wrote their own engine because it was easier for the programmer to do this way. And mostly it is Unity, from my experience. Yes.
Are you also helping worker to find job there? I mean, as a game developer?
Yeah. We were also working on doing that, exactly. The thing is, the companies that founded the Bergen Game Collective, they're still not completely full-grown companies that have a large amount of available money. So it's a little bit limited as to what we can offer in terms of job. But we could offer, of course, expertise and where to find jobs and how to apply for jobs and how to look for jobs within the community.
Yeah, let's say for people that using game developer skill as a, that you said before, as a part-time, sometimes maybe they want to try, maybe there's a job for us, maybe they said, so they join you. So do you connect them to the job employer or connecting them to investor to helping them build their own game, maybe?
Yeah, that was also part of the idea, and we did do some work in that area as well. For instance, helping people to get connected to the to game developing companies who were actually hiring, and to exchange information about the investors and putting them together, putting them in touch with each other. As I said, the idea was to have a combined platform to work with game development. But again, being a small collective and with no funding from the outside, it's a little bit limited what we could do.
So do you join to maybe Coworking Europe to promote Coworking Europe to promote your coworking space, or did you attend to a similar event like that to promote Bergen Game Collective?
We haven't been to any such events, unfortunately, and we haven't given much time to considering this. I think it's probably because we were not aware of such a community actually existing. And the
interesting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? The Norway already has one game developing collective called Hamar Game Collective, which is based on the on the east side of Norway. You probably read about them as well.
Yeah.
And they've been in business for a lot longer than we have. And they've been to many events.
You cooperate with them, like, daily basis?
We did have some cooperation, not on a daily basis because of the distance and geographical location, but we did have a lot of exchange of information and email and coming together at the conferences, yes. We do attend gaming events. For instance, the Game Developers Conference, the Eurogamer Expo, the events overseas like the PAX West and PAX Prime. But these are mostly attended by companies separately, not a collective search, unfortunately, because traveling to the States.
I thought you arranged them, organized that, and going together to the event, maybe. Nah.
We tried that as well. But the challenge is to getting companies together and paying their own sum of money to join the conference. But the Norwegian Film Institute does give you a certain amount of money as funding to travel abroad to these game conferences, which is good.
Cool.
You have to apply as a company. It's not possible to apply as a large collective, unfortunately.
Is there any specific requirement to do that? Maybe like you need to have education as a game developing in university, or if you independent, you can do that. You know. No.
As long as you have, there are certain requirements to apply for funding. You need to be a legal entity. Which means that you need to have a company with a name and the official registration number. And you need to have, of course, a game, a project to show. And you need, of course,
prototyping.
Yes.
If you don't know, it's not a game, you know.
Yeah. And you need, of course, to fill out a couple of applications. It is also possible to apply for funding as a private person to the Norwegian Film Institute. They also can give you a scholarship to travel to Game Developers Conference.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can basically, if you are a game developer working alone on a project, and you can just ask. You can apply for the scholarship, you can get the scholarship, you can travel to Game Developers Conference. Which is, as I said, it's quite nice to have government initiatives like that.
Yeah.
The problem with game development in Norway right now is the lack of investors. Many companies are struggling financially because the Norwegian Film Institute is essentially the only funding that you can be more or less sure of when you apply for funding. There's always a chance you will not receive any money. There's also a chance you will receive less than you applied for. But many times actually you do get the,
It's because game developing is not the majority of, you know, industry anymore. So there's a lot of other industry that can get another money quickly rather than game developing. Is it? No.
The reason for lack of investors is basically that most of the investors decide to invest in things that they can profit off
more
securely. For instance, like oil, like certain IT businesses, and the building industry. And game development in Norway, as I said, it's still in its infancy, especially compared to larger countries like Sweden and Finland, which are larger, not in terms of population or money that they have, but in terms of game developing communities, because everybody knows about Rovio and Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about the Swedish DICE and Battlefield series. And Norway, we specialize in games that are Norwegian game development was kind of like a hot thing a couple of years ago. It was like a trend. This is a nice, cute game from Norway. Let's check it out. Being from Norway is not a unique selling point longer. You need to have a good game, of course, and also marketing. Marketing is essential. these days.
What kind of marketing you use, marketing strategy you use for promote the game?
The Game Collective would be promoting games on social media and on events, and of course also within the community itself. And the companies are also doing a lot of marketing. The thing is, marketing is expensive, right? Even if you have a really good game, you still need to have a nice budget for marketing. And it's not just posting on Facebook anymore. It's not just keeping the Steam community going. You have to go somewhat beyond that. So I don't know. I think the main focus in expertise in game development in Norway in the coming years should be specifically on marketing and targeting the right audience at the right time. Yeah. And also probably trying to time the release of your game a lot better. I mean, if you release at the same time as something called a 500-pound gorilla in games, it's basically if you have an open-top adventure game and you release at the same time as Zelda, you're not going anywhere, right? If you release a platformer at the same time as a Mario game, you're not going anywhere. But since you cannot affect when those large games will be released, you kind of
VR. I mean, VR, it's mainstream right now. So if you use VR as a engine, maybe more grow rather than mobile or Unity 3D. Yeah, Unity 3D. Yeah.
Well, we hope so as well. VR has an amazing potential, and in Norway there is not that much expertise in working with the virtual reality yet. There were some projects based on the augmented reality developed in Norway. And hopefully the VR and AR will be growing, because this is, for me, for instance, a very unique way to experience the games with complete and full immersion. And it can also be applied not just to horror games or shooter games or running games. It can also be applied to, for instance, story games. So hopefully we'll see more VR projects coming along. And hopefully the investors will see the future in the VR as well. It depends also on where the markets are going with the VR, because you have the new Sony console, which will have support for the VR. You have VR consoles like Vive selling on Steam. So there's definitely a possibility for a larger consumer base in the VR, even though the equipment itself is a little bit expensive right now, but it's still within the reach. So we'll see what is good. It's still a new field.
How about co-working space landscape in Norway in general? Just game developer.
Well, I can only relate to the Bergen Game Collective. I'm not familiar with the other kinds of co-working communities, but usually there is a trend in Norway right now to have something called like an open space where people don't sit in the cubicles, but they have desks close to each other, so they sit on those desks, and there's literally no walls separating them. And this open office idea gives people more feeling of being closer to the colleagues. It's a debated thing right now within companies. There are some studies that show that this open space policy affects people negatively, that the workers' performance is being affected, and some studies that show that the performance is indeed increasing. In our case, having game companies so close to each other was actually refreshing, because
can talk.
Yes, exactly.
But their game, but their problem.
Yes, exactly. So you could talk to people, you could ask people, you could ask for advice, you could ask for mentorship. We did sit together at lunches. It was easier to get to know other game developers. And yeah, so as I said, the idea of the Bergen Game Collective, it was realized in real life in a very good and progressive way.
What kind of mentoring one-on-one session that you've done to helping game developer solving their problem?
I haven't done any mentorship myself yet.
Another person. Maybe yes. Another person in Bergen Game Collective.
There is a the CEO of Rain Games, Peter. He has a long experience with companies and also long experience with game development, and he has also a lot of connection. He's a very likable guy, so he knows many people. He's been to many conferences, and he knows basically everyone there is to know in Bergen. And it was easier for him to talk to other game developing companies and give them advice on how to get started, how to secure funding, how to approach the government authorities that could give you funding in the right way. Because in Norway, we have something called the Norwegian Film Institute, which is responsible to hand out a certain amount of money every year dedicated specifically to game development. And the government supporting game development industry is something not very much seen outside of Scandinavia. I mean, Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden and Iceland, they have government initiatives to help promote and develop game development. Outside of Scandinavia, probably not so much. The catch is that you have to meet certain criteria to apply for funding from the Norwegian Film Institute. And you have to have a creative and innovative game. It has to be based on a Norwegian or European lore or culture or traditions. And it has to be in European language and these kind of things. And once you get past those criteria, you can actually apply for funding and you can get a quite nice amount of funding as well, which helps you a lot.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Is it similar like MNP design? You know MNP? I think it's from Estonia, maybe?
I haven't heard of them.
Is it already a long time ago? Botanicula, if you know?
Mm-hmm.
The game? Yeah? Maybe similar like that?
That might be the case, yes.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
How about for funding? So you just, right now, you used before non-profit and suddenly become profitable? So.
Do you mean for the cooperative or for the game development?
For the Bergen Game Collective, or is there any other income for your daily basis, monthly basis?
There was basically just the members paying in to the Bergen Game Collective, and the amount of money they were paying was to lease the office space and the shared and common costs. We also charge a very small amount of money for the administrative purposes. That's basically things to pay for the accountant and the audition. We applied for funding to the government and municipal authorities. Unfortunately, unsuccessful because, for some reason, despite Bergen having a large potential within game development, because you have three schools of arts in Bergen, two private and one government. You have several schools, apologies, you have several higher educational institutions like the University of Bergen or the Bergen colleges offering actually courses in game development and even education in game development, and not just 3D modeling or graphical design, but also coding, scripting, and essentially also game design. So you have the potential, you have the people, but there is certain lack of interest from the municipal authorities. So the collective did not receive any funding from the government nor the municipal authorities, unfortunately, despite having tried our best. I think at the moment, back in 2015, the game development was not seen as something major in Bergen. The not main focus. It has changed, luckily. This changed recently. Municipal authorities are now much more aware of the game development community in Bergen and the companies, seeing how successful many of the game developing companies in Bergen have become. you have
what
great...
companies what companies that already fam about from the Game Collective?
Yeah, from Bergen Game Collective, you have a company called Rain. They have
Rain Games.
Rain Games, exactly. They have released Tesla Grad back in 2013. That was prior to joining the Bergen Game Collective. And this year they have launched World to the West, a slightly larger title than Tesla Grad. It was launched now in May. You have a company called Henchman and Goon, who are working on a cooperative project called Pode. They have released a platformer called Phlegm a couple of years ago. And these are the two companies that have released games that have been involved in the Bergen Game Collective. There's a company also called Retrogene. They made a mobile game called Spinsling, released recently. And the last company called Beat Squad, also a founding member of the Game Collective. They have been working on several game projects for the last 2 years.
Cool.
The companies, there's apart from Rain, for instance, there are two companies that are probably worth mentioning in terms of success. That's D-Pad Studios, with a title called Owlboy, released 2016. It's been an indie darling for many years, even though they spent about 10 years developing the game, but it turned out beautifully. And you have also a very successful studio called Dirty Bit. They make games Fanron. Yep. Let me see. Yep. They have recently announced a Fun Run Arena game.
So how about the unique selling point that you offer to members from Bergen Game Collective?
The unique selling point.
Besides giving mentorship, besides working together with same game developer thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we were getting in touch with potential companies and individuals to join Bergen Game Collective, we offered things like, for instance, mentorship, as you mentioned, office space with all the costs covered by one single sum of money paid per month. We also offered a place in a thriving and positive and social community, and also a chance to be a part of the game development network and get help with starting your company or help with your project. Say if you need, for example, advice on how to get started financially or how to apply for funding, or how to find people that you need for your project, for instance, on a freelance basis. So it was, mostly there's expertise, and it should never be underestimated, because the amount of knowledge that you can generate within the community, it's huge, right? And if one company generates a lot of this knowledge, it's very... it's important for the community to share this knowledge so that the other companies would not have to repeat, for instance, the same mistakes, or that they would have a simpler path to establishing the company.
Thank you so much, Alex, for this talk. Really interesting and really insightful for the listeners.
Okay,
thank you for your time.
It was nice co-working story from Alex. You can follow him on Twitter at BergenGC. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Good Gorilla Toronto.